Hello, my name is Paul Sank, also known as Retzo Grasso of LifeNet Radio, and I'm speaking with Dr. Sidney M. Lamb, the originator of neurocognitive linguistics. One thing that interests me, insights that neurocognitive linguistics brings to language description.
We look at linguistic structure as a network. Practically everyone else looks at language, with the exception of the Halliday people, they also use networks. Most people use strings of symbols, like words written on a piece of paper. The notation that a person is using has a great influence on the kind of thinking that that person does, much greater than we usually realize. So if you're not using a network notation, you just tend to overlook the kinds of phenomena that are revealed by networks, and so you actually overlook a whole lot of interesting things that are going on. Let's take the case to begin with of what Peter Reich called, R-E-I-C-H, he called them unintended puns. They could also be called unintentional puns. He made a collection of these things. So, for example, one person says to another person, a husband and a wife, one of them says, are you ready to zoom to the camera store? Now, this was spontaneously produced. Why did the person say zoom? Ordinarily, you'd say, if you're going to go somewhere, are you ready to go? Or, are you ready to drive or something like that? But zoom, well, we can see why. He was thinking of camera store. Cameras, zoom lenses, zoom. So what's going on here? Well, you can show what's going on if you conceive of the structure as a network. It's very hard, maybe impossible, to show what's going on unless you use a network. You get activation from the concept that they're thinking about, cameras. Camera is connected to lens. Lens is connected to zoom lens. Zoom lens is connected to zoom. Zoom is also a verb meaning to go somewhere in a hurry. So you can show by these connections in the network why the person would have come up with, are you ready to zoom to the camera? I'll give you another example. Two people were discussing dinner, husband and wife. They were having a couple of Jewish friends over. He was thinking, well, let's have pork chops. And the wife says, what do you mean pork chops? They certainly aren't kosher. And he said, well, if you're going to be non-kosher at all, you might as well go whole hog. Okay, now, why did he say whole hog? Well, you can see the connection. If you look at it in terms of network connections, things that are related to each other are connected in the network, and activation goes from one point to another. And this activation was actually priming the word hog, because hog was receiving activation from pork and so on like that. This is one example of what can be shown with networks that can't be shown with other things. There are many other kinds of things like this. One of them is shadow meanings. A shadow meaning, I'm going to use these examples from Chinese, Hong Kong. Hong Kong is the name of a city, but Hong also has a meaning and Kong has a meaning. Hong means fragrant and Kong means harbor. So Hong Kong has a shadow meaning, fragrant harbor. So named as an act of humor because the harbor was actually very smelly in the old days. Now, how do you deal with this fact that Hong Kong, taken together, is the name of a city, but it has a shadow meaning? Every compound has shadow meanings. While I'm talking, I can't actually draw a network diagram, but we can draw a little network diagram that brings this thing out extremely clearly. And in fact, there's no other way to do it than in terms of these network connections. There are a whole range of phenomena that are revealed by network structure. Let's say you're looking at the election of 2000. And you say something is rotten in the state of Florida. Now, to anyone who is acquainted with the play Hamlet, that immediately brings up this quotation from Hamlet, something is rotten in the state of Denmark. Now, how does this happen? Well, again, there's a network connection. You can show it very clearly with a diagram on a piece of paper. What you get from this is that part of the meaning of that statement, something is rotten in the state of Florida, is this allusion to Hamlet. You can't say that the whole of Hamlet is included in the meaning of that statement, the idea of inclusion. No, it's a network connection. This is a couple of examples of phenomena that can be shown very clearly with network notation that ordinarily tend to just be ignored by linguists of other persuasions because their notation doesn't lend itself to dealing with them.